don't forget there's annual maintenance on these whole house generators, too. I mean, the convenience is there, no doubt. Like, my neighbor's a 75-year-old widow. She's got one. That's, like, my indicator that, oh, crap, we're out of power. Better roll out the Jenny and plug it in. But that's, like, a very, you know, that use case, I would want my grandma to have one. You know what I mean? Like, hands off, it just turns on and works. I'm a 32-year-old large man. I'm more than capable of wheeling a generator 10 feet, pole starting the thing and plugging it in. But yeah, like you said, you know, you're really in it for not much. I think I'm $1,300 into my entire setup. That's the generator, the power cord, the back feet, the breaker, the whole nine, maybe even less, including the cover. And it's just been flawless. I run rec fuel in it, so it starts the second pole every single time. I've got 50 hours on it so far. It's actually due for an oil change, but that's kind of my preference. And like you said, it's more versatile. You can take it with you. Like, if my parents need it, whatever. But I agree. I think I need to, my gas line, my gas feed is right there, and I should probably figure out someone to come tap that and convert mine to a natural gas feed. But it's pretty maxed out in my house. On Saturday, it was like we didn't lose power. I mean, the furnace was on, the kids were watching TV, Starlink was running, I was messing around on my computer, I was playing radio. I think the only thing we didn't do was do laundry, but my wife was still cooking food. Like, we were using the air fryer. I think if I switch that over to natural gas, it's going to struggle, because there were times where I heard the well pump turn on or the sump pump discharge, and the generator was not happy. And I don't know if you've ever had to tune yours. I'm going to break.